Monday.
Mercury Bobcats. There's five in the litter and they're all big hitters. They're Bobcats. Mercury Bobcats. There's two new super cats in the family. So you can have autonomy with luxury. Bobcats.
The 1975 Mercury Bobcats are here with 5 for $75, including two new glamorous Super Cats, the Super Cat Villager Wagon and the Super Cat 3-door Runabout, with lots of class but easy on the gas. There's also the economical 2-door sedan, sassy 3-door Runabout, and the big haulin' little station wagon. And all 75 Bobcats run on any gasoline. Mercury Bobcats, they're the cat's meow.
Bobcats.
At the sign of the cat, your Mercury dealer.
CKFM, FM in Toronto.
And at that price, madam, you won't find a better deal anywhere.
Not even in a discount store.
Nobody can match our price.
Is that so? Compare other prices, other deals. Before you buy, compare.
Better grab it, sir. This item's only at the special price for today.
Boy, it sure sounds good.
It may sound good, but you've got to compare prices to really know what kind of bargain you're getting. Before you buy, compare.
Well, it certainly seems to do a good job on the rugs.
And it's yours with nothing down and our low, low monthly payments. It's a real bargain.
Is it really? Add up those monthly payments. Then compare prices with other companies, other stores. Make sure you're getting the best price. Before you buy, compare.
This word to the wise is brought to you by the Ontario Consumers Ministry. Please remember,
before you buy, compare.
15 degrees Celsius in Toronto. This is Dave Agar, CKFM News at 9. American warships are heading toward the Gulf of Thailand tonight. But at this point, we don't know for sure if the Americans plan to use force to free an American cargo ship that was seized earlier today by the Cambodian Navy. Apparently, it's standard procedure to send ships to a trouble spot so that if they are eventually needed, they'll be on the scene. As soon as President Ford heard the cargo ship had been seized, he labeled it an act of piracy, and if it wasn't released immediately, there would be serious consequences. Some of the hawks are at it in the U.S. Senate, among them Republican James Buckley, who says attack.
This is an act of piracy, nothing more, nothing less. And there's only one kind of answer that'll be understood and keep this sort of thing from happening to the future, and that is immediate retaliation. So I've recommended that the President order an immediate clinical airstrike against appropriate targets, and then maybe you won't have this kind of harassment in the future.
Leading the doves in the Senate is Hubert Humphrey. He says, hang on to your shirt for a while.
I think we've learned some lessons about jumping at the ultimate recourse, namely armed force. Stop, look, and listen. If we have to use forces, there's plenty of time for that.
However, the chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee declares we ought to go after it. Still no plans to evacuate Americans from Laos yet. This despite the fact the communist Pathet Lao has control of the government and the military now. This is the third Indochina country to fall into communist hands in the last few weeks. Some say Thailand is next, so the domino theory of if one falls, they'll all fall is coming to the fore. There's hope yet that the federal government and the Canadian labor leaders can agree on some way to stem the rising tide of inflation. Finance Minister John Turner and Labor Minister John Monroe came to Metro today to talk to the leaders of the Canadian Labor Congress about voluntary wage and price controls. There was no agreement, but they've decided to set up a committee to see what can be worked out. Mr. Monroe is at least hopeful.
I agree with Mr. Turner. I tend to, when you're embarking on a scheme of this magnitude, to be rather hesitant about being overly optimistic. But what I am relatively optimistic about is the fact that I believe as we try to work out the a solution to the inflationary problem, that that labor is adopting a positive role and will continue to involve itself with the government in evolving an appropriate solution. And that's not always been the case in Canada.
John Turner has said that unless inflation is brought under control, there will be massive unemployment in this country. Tomorrow, the new unemployment figures will be released. Some say it'll hit 8% or more. That would make it the highest unemployment rate in Canada since 1953. Postmasters in Ontario are demanding a raise of at least 38%. It's these kind of demands that Turner says have to stop. He's suggesting 12% a year maximum. Nonetheless, these postmasters say they will not accept anything less than what the letter carriers got in their new contract, and that was 38%. They're also demanding a cost-of-living clause, a 37-hour work week, and an 18-month contract. Postmaster General Bryce McAsee admitted what some people have been saying for a long time. There are times when the mail moves far too slowly. In fact, he admitted that at times, smoke signals would be a better form of communication. He's not at all happy with the post office's performance, and he plans to make it more efficient. Still no clues as to who murdered Margaret Fraser of Toronto. Her savagely beaten body was found this morning in a laneway downtown, covered in cardboard boxes. Metro's high school students plan to stage a demonstration this week against what they consider to be rising racial violence. They'll meet at Nathan Phillips Square on Thursday at 3:30 and then march toward Queen's Park. Premier Davis said today the government cannot legislate against racism. It will not provide any solution. However, there is a possibility that the premier will give more power to the Ontario Human Rights Commission. Talking to Metro Police Chief Harold Adamson today, he told me there is no way you can make anyone like another person, no matter what you do, no matter what color they are. And besides, he says, racial violence is not on the increase in Toronto. It is not getting anywhere near an explosive point. And that's the news. A forecast for Metro Toronto, clearing overnight with a low near 8, mainly sunny and warm tomorrow, a high of 15 to 17. Wednesday's outlook, continuing sunny with seasonable temperatures. The humidity is 93%. Winds are from the north-northwest at 9. The barometer, 29.85 inches and steady. The present temperature in downtown Toronto, 15 degrees Celsius.
Everybody expects spring to come to the trees and the lawns, the flower beds and the parks and the playgrounds and the shop windows and all that, but to the streets, to the roads and highways? Looks like the same old congested, exasperating scene as always, but look again. The new cars are all over the place, visible now, reborn from the winter ashes of mud and road salt. The convertibles, remember those? They're out too, and the sports cars? Oh, all the cars that speak of a day when everybody assumed it was really fun to drive. And the old cars are among us again, too. The cars that are 30 years old, 40 years old, 50, all of them reborn under the spring sunshine, kept carefully away from the rigors of winter until this moment finally has arrived. And all of them, dating from the time that the term open road had a definite aura of romance about it. Yes, spring has sprung, even to our crowded streets, in a very, very particular way. Here in our Toronto, where the great FM years are just beginning at 99.9. Morning song for you. Up in the morning, work like a dog all day, and that lucky old sun, that lucky old sun, that
up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old sun got nothing to do but just roll around heaven all day. Well, I fuss with my woman, kids, sweat till I'm all wrinkled in the grave. While that lucky old son ain't got nothing to do but just roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, don't you hear me pining? I got teardrops in my on my
to paradise. Well, now won't you show me a river? Take me across. Lord, let me wash all my troubles away. Like a lucky old song, give me nothing to do.
Lucky old son certainly had a ball, a holiday over the weekend, didn't it? That lucky old son just keeps rolling around heaven all day long.
With the silver line, lift me to paradise.
Show me.
Show me the river. Take me across. Let me wash all my trouble away.
McPeak and Nancy White put it another way. If you can't get it, reach for it. Reach for the sky and reach for that sun. Remember Sunday? Remember Saturday? Oh, they were sunny, sunny days. Yes, they were.
Was a sunny day. Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. Was a sunny day. All the birdies in the trees and the radio singing song. All the favorite.
Sunny tomorrow. Continuing sunny on Wednesday. That's the outlook for a day tomorrow. If it isn't sunny on Wednesday, we'll play sunny type music for you that night. Like the hotel down in Florida that guarantees sunshine, or you get your keep at that hotel free.
For the most in radial tire value, see Firestone first. You get all the benefits of radial tires in the Firestone Radial V1. Long mileage, sure handling in all weather conditions, and safe stops and starts. The Radial V1 starts as low as $54.95 installed for the FR70 14 white wall for most family-sized cars. Guaranteed for 40,000 smooth riding miles. If radial tires are on your spring list, Do yourself a favor and see Firestone stores and participating dealers for the Radio V1.
From 99.9 at CKFM, this is the wonderful world of music. Latest, he wrote it, he just finished playing a drum song. That's from Let's Put It All Together, released today at 21 past 9 CKFM time. The Reggae Magic Man. Now, if Jackie was listening, I think he'd be rather surprised if I was to say, going back to 1967, this is the original version of Ram Jam by Jackie. London, England, I believe, in the year 67. This is the way he does it on the new LP. Full orchestration. All set, downbeat. Thank you. Ram Jam. Yes, Byron Lee recorded it. I guess it was about 5 years later. For the obvious reason, it had a great beat. And on the subject of Byron, Jackie and Byron are great friends. This Ram Jam featured on Let's Put It All Together with Jackie Mattoo looks like it's going to take off.
The same.